Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the Adel City Mayor, Jim Peters. And Jim, really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, you're very welcome, Shaquan. Glad to do it.
Yeah, so it's been a busy time over in the city of Adel. There's been a lot going on, so I thought, you know, we can do a 2024 year in review, since now we're entering the year of 2025. I know you have some things you wanted to go over, so yeah, let's kind of just run down the biggest things that has happened in the city of Adel for the year of 2024 that you'd like to highlight.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the opportunity, Shaquan. First, I wanted to cover residential housing permits, you know, which is something that indicates the growth of the city. And we had the fairly aggressive tax abatement program from 2010 to 2017, and that brought in a lot of homes, maybe 800 building permits, which enabled our population to grow from 2010 about 4,200 to 6,100 in that 10-year decade. So this year, we've issued 72 building permits in about $27 million of valuations. I think that indicates a healthy, growing city, and we're really pleased about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that is really fantastic. So thank you for talking about that. And then what's another thing that's been big here in the year 2024?
Well, from the city's perspective, the folks that live out on North 15th Street past Dead Man's Curve, we replaced that bridge there. That was about a $1 million project. 90% of it was funded by the DOT. So for those folks that lived out in Sunset and just along North 15th, as you go out of town past the elementary school, kind of down the hill and around the curve, it added another maybe 15 minutes for folks to get into town, to get gas, to get groceries, to eat at a restaurant or something like that. It was really nice to get that replaced, and it was nice to have the funding so it didn't cost the Adel citizens as much as it could have.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that's really great. Again, we're speaking here with the Adel City Mayor, Jim Peters. And then, Jim, was there anything else here in the year 2024? I mean, again, I know there's a lot, but something else that you wanted to talk about?
Yes. One other thing was we did a trail project, and trails are a real important amenity for folks that are looking to locate in a town or a city. So we just completed a project of 1.6 miles, and it was a SERPTA project, which is Central Iowa Regional Project Transportation Association. So we got that 1.6 miles done, and then the city was awarded a grant for another $250,000 towards a trail project that will hopefully start next summer and have it in the fiscal year budget coming up. That's another full mile of trail, and it'll connect Evans Park to the Raccoon River Valley Trail, and it'll also connect to Island Park and Kinnickfeller Park. So connecting our recreational locations with folks that can just get out and walk around town. So that'll bring our total amount of trails in the city to about 10 miles. And if you think about it, that's a lot of walking that you need to do. So we're really pleased about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, and it is a good amount of walking. So the trail system is very healthy there in the city of Adel. So great, that's awesome going on. And then I know another big project is the Dallas County Administration Building. I know that was a big thing that's built across from the courthouse there in the city of Adel. And while I know you've been inside, it is a great new big building offering a lot to especially Dallas County residents.
Oh, definitely. And the county was very sensitive with the design to have the brick design. I like the patterns of the brick, a little bit of stone, and it's got some depth and character to the building. And it certainly is a great addition to the north side of the square.
Again, we're speaking here with the Adel City Mayor, Jim Peters. Jim, were there any sort of challenges that come to your mind during the year of 2024 that you could think of that you wanted to maybe discuss?
Well, we didn't really have any significant challenges. Financially, we're healthy. Our infrastructure is good. In other words, our water and sewer, we just recently have upgraded those. Our challenge, I think, is 169. That's been a constant challenge, especially with the growth to the south. If I could take that and look ahead to 2025, one of the things that we're excited about is the new high school that's going to be built out on the south edge of town. We've gone through the process to annex the city school property out there, and so we're excited about that. And we'll be looking to annex an additional 320 acres in that area. And this would be out along Meadow Road. So we're excited about that. We recently met with the Iowa DOT talking about Highway 169. And just as they're going to construct a traffic circle, a roundabout, they're called, which is going to control the speed and access to the school. And then we were talking with them about, as that construction occurs, what safety precautions or measures we could put in, like turning lanes or raised medians, just different things like that between the school entrance as you head north coming into town at the stoplights. That's something that we're definitely going to be looking at.
Well, and you mentioned obviously hinting 2025 and working on the new high school for ADM. What are some other projects that Adel residents can look forward to here in the new year?
Well, a big one's going to be, and it's been on our to-do list for a long time, and that's the reconstruction of Rapid Street. We went through a process to identify an engineering firm that would design that and then get it constructed. And this construction will be similar to what was done on Main Street back around 2016, 2017, when we reconstructed Main Street, which is now a beautiful street. I know that there was some sentiment for the bricks, but it's a very nice street now. And so getting Rapid Street done would be a nice accomplishment. And I did mention annexation to the south being around the school, west of Highway 169 and south of Meadow Road. We're also looking to annex out east towards Ortonville, towards Waukee. R-16, which runs from Dallas Center down to Van Meter and crosses Highway 6. We do have a moratorium, annexation moratorium with Waukee, which means that that road is basically the dividing line, demilitarized zone, if you want to use some more terminology, where neither one of us can annex past that. And Waukee's to the south is pretty much annexed all that land up to R-16, and it's mostly apple there. But we're looking to true up our boundaries. We annexed a lot of properties in 2010, 2011 timeframe. When I describe it to people, it's like an unfinished jigsaw puzzle. When you look at the city boundaries as you go out there. So we want to true up those and make it and square it off. And so we've been in contact with property owners. We'll continue to do that in 2025.
Awesome. Well, that really sounds like a lot of exciting stuff for the city of Adel. It's been a great year here in the year of 2024. And again, we've been speaking here with the Adel City Mayor, Jim Peters. Jim, really always appreciate the time that you take to talk with me. It's always a joy. And I look forward to 2025 and what that brings for the city of Adel, and then we'll chat again soon.
Very good, Shaquan. I really appreciate everything that Raccoon Valley Radio does for the city of Adel. I'll just say, growing up, we didn't have a radio station that gave us local news and local sports. I'll tell you, I just really appreciate your efforts to reach out to the community and inform the community of things that are going on. So thank you very much.
You are absolutely welcome. And well, and again, it's been a joy calling sports for ADM High School. They are just great people to get along with. You're great. And so, yeah, I think the city of Adel is wonderful and proud to continue to do work there. So thank you for the compliment and thank you for joining us today, Jim.
Okay. Have a happy new year.
Thank you. You as well. That is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.